The plastic bag! By Blackbeard's eye patch, that's disgusting! Why did you know that many of these things come from folks throwing them carelessly on the ground? It'd be true! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. Boys, get the plank ready. Somebody's got to dive in and get that bag. Any volunteers? All right, fine. I'll do it myself. Cannonball! Find out what you can do to help keep the oceans healthy at keepoceansclean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
If you're thinking of buying a Mercedes, you need go no further than Mercedes Fairfield, just 20 minutes from Napa. Mercedes of Fairfield offers the one price, one exceptional experience on new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Call 430-0101 or visit MercedesFairfield.com.
The Golden State Warriors are back in action the next two nights. Tonight they are at Dallas, 5:30 airtime for the broadcast on KVON. Tomorrow night they'll be at Houston with the 5 o'clock tip off time for the broadcast on KVON.
Community Grapevine. Performance Unanimous is a faith-based addictions program that works. With an 82% success rate, whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, RU offers the help you need. RU meets Friday night, 7 p.m. at Hopeful Baptist Church, 3755 Linda Vista Avenue. Free citywide transportation and child care provided. For more information, call Al Garcia at 363-2671.
You're walking alone on the street. A group of people is hanging out just ahead of you.
Hey, yo, where you going? Come here.
As you approach them, they immediately surround you.
Hold on, let me talk to you for a second.
Taunting you. One of them attacks you. Before you know it, you're being robbed. You're a victim of a pack robbery, a robbery involving a group of assailants. In times like these, pack robberies are becoming more of a threat to our communities. These groups steal and are often more violent. Protect yourself from becoming the victim of a pack robbery. Avoid groups that are loitering or hanging out. Plan a safe, well-traveled route. Avoid desolate or poorly lighted areas. Be aware of your surroundings and the people around you. Don't be afraid to cross the street or avoid an oncoming group. Trust your instincts if you feel unsafe. To learn more about protecting yourself from pack robberies, visit ncpc.org or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you bring.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! It's on!
And now, from Napa Valley, California, it's Beer Nuts featuring brewmaster Colin Kaminsky.
Morning, you're listening to KBON 1440 Beer Nuts. How you doing today? Got a little bit of rain in the forecast, but that's still a good beer drinking morning. I'm sitting here in the studio with Big Daddy Love, John Herkins, who might be getting into the Bartenders Hall of Fame. What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah. I think that's the next step for me. Is the I guess there's actually a Hall of Fame for bartenders, so I'm going to try to get into that. There's been a few famous bartenders that are in there. One is from the world-famous Club 33 Disneyland, the only bar bar that you have to be a member to get into. He's in there, and there's a couple other ones that are famous in New York. So I'm going to try to give the West Coast their Hall of Fame bartender. So we'll see what happens. And this is Happy New Year to all the beer nuts out there.
Happy New Year.
And
hope everybody had a good holiday.
Yeah, and my friends in the Netherlands, and also I had some Germans come in.
Oh, nice.
I don't know what part, but they actually told me that they've heard the show, and they came in to see if they could find me, and they found me. And not only that, they said that New Year's is way more popular, even though it's popular in the United States. That is like their Christmas, their New Year's, their thing, all in one. They said their fireworks are super awesome in Germany. So anyone out there, if you want to go to Germany for New Year's, I heard it's a great, great time. So
that does sound like fun.
Right? Beer, fireworks. I mean, what else do you need, right? Explosions, lots, and lots of beer.
And lots of beer.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a good way to ring. I've always wanted to go. I don't know if you have any friends that have ever been to up there in Oktoberfest or whatever they call it up there, Beer Fest, or what is the German?
It's Oktoberfest.
But it's not in October as we...
No, it's in September.
Which is interesting for all the Americans out there. We think it's always in October. And I think we just play off that. I think, you know, most of the breweries know it's not, but, you know, why not make an extra buck in October?
Right, yeah. I think anybody who's gotten to the point where they've opened a brewery knows for sure that it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's in the beer companies know this also.
Right.
And so they always come out with an Oktoberfest beer in October around there, but they know that it's...
That Oktoberfest is already over.
Yes. But, I mean, hey, why not make some more money, right?
Right.
Yeah. So any New Year's resolutions for you, Colin?
I'm going to quit quitting.
Quit quitting? Yeah. What is that? That is like some
just an old
Freudian something. Quit quitting. Okay.
Just an old joke.
Now, how old is that one? Because I haven't heard that, and I'm a bartender. I usually hear all the good jokes.
I know I heard that one in elementary school.
Oh, okay. I must miss that. I like the premise though. Quit quitting. All right. So I did bring a beer that I promised to bring you, which is pretty cool. It's the Star Trek beer. Captain's Holiday, so very limited edition. It's from New York, so I know they had to pay some sweet royalties to put the Star Trek Next Generation, actually, logo on it, you know?
Yeah, so, I'm sure that wasn't cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I just got it for the logo. Like, sometimes I do that, you know, sometimes I do it because of the style, sometimes I do it because of the logo.
Who makes it?
It's in New York. And
Shaffley? I can't see from here.
Schmaltz.
Oh, uh-huh.
You have heard of them before?
Yeah, I have. Schmaltz.
Sounds like a guy from, you know, somebody we'd meet on the street. Hey, Schmaltz. You got the stuff, Schmaltz.
I don't have Google in front of me, but Schmaltz is a Yiddish word. I just don't remember the meaning.
Yeah, so this one's a beer. It's the 30th anniversary ale, brewed with natural citrus flavors. And I know we're both having a rough day today. Just because of the time frame, and I think this will help us on our journey. On our journey, right? I don't know. You know the famous Star Wars saying, right?
Which one?
It's not to infinity and beyond either. It's the one that we start off with. Find new worlds,
space, the final frontier.
Yeah, there you go.
These are the voyages of the Star Trek, the Starship Enterprise.
I know you know the whole song.
Do you know the difference between the one Kirk says and the one Picard says? They actually changed one word.
No, I do not. This is good. I like this beer nut trivia. Go ahead.
So in the original one, it says, where no man has gone before.
Okay, yes. That's original.
And in the Generations one, it says, where no one has gone before.
Oh, I wonder why.
I guess...
Just put your spin on it?
More equality there, because it's...
Oh, yes.
No one.
No one.
Like why we say mail carrier now.
Yes, instead of mailman.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was the same thing.
Well, this beer is very carbonated. I don't know if it's just the way it's been stored from New York to California or not, but it has a nice amber color, and the head retention looks
very
fairly
light amber.
Very light. Yes, very light. Amber. Maybe like a golden amber, I guess. I don't know. How's it taste, Colin? Does it have the citrus?
It just enough citrus that it almost tastes hoppy without being hoppy. It's not overwhelmingly citrus.
No.
It's decent. It would make a good summertime lawn.
Yeah, and you know, there's a little bit of an aftertaste, but not as much as you would think. Like when you first palate taste feels like, oh, this is going to linger, and then it kind of just just goes away. So,
I had a beer the other day that I can't talk about the name yet.
Oh, yeah? It's a secret?
A secret beer.
And that will be revealed on Beer Nuts
one day. It had the longest lingering hoppy aftertaste I have ever had.
Yeah? Couldn't get it out?
At least 10 minutes.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty good.
For 10 minutes, it felt like you were chewing on a hot crack.
Interesting. So the Star Trek Captain's Holiday, you know, they're celebrating, I mean, it's hard to believe, 30 years of Star Trek. 30 years since the Next Generation. Does that seem right?
Since Next Generation, yeah. So Star Trek's been the
yeah,
franchise.
So no, since the Next Generation, yeah. It's a 30-year...
Yeah, the franchise is almost 50 now.
Wow, that does seem super crazy. I do remember watching the original ones. It could, you know, I'm not 50, so I must have been on replay, or it couldn't have been the first.
Yeah, I didn't get to see them first run because in my town we only got two of the three networks, and so I couldn't get the one with Star Trek. But I think it ran 67, 68, 69, something like that.
Yeah, which is pretty cool because it's still going.
Right.
Right. And I mean, it's getting more popular, and you got the big movies premieres and all that stuff that come out now. And
with Netflix, you can watch all the old ones.
So right.
I've been watching Enterprise, which I didn't really watch much when it was first run. But I've actually kind of grown to like Enterprise. There's some neat storylines that tie into the old stories.
Yeah, which was very interesting. I go back, and I guess, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of the Mandela Effect, but there's something with Picard that is, I guess he had his crystal in his hand most of the time. I don't remember this, and I watch every episode. I don't remember the crystal. It's one of those things where, you know, maybe because you don't know it's there, you don't notice it, you know? But I guess he had his crystal in his hand on, like, maybe 10 or 15 episodes, and I don't remember him ever having a crystal in his hand. So
that one I don't remember. One of the trivia ones I did hear, I saw a it was one of those, you know, on the back of a DVD kind of things, on the end of a DVD things, and they were one of his signature moves is every time he, you know, was upset, he would straighten his little shirt out. He'd always pull it down
so
it was all tight and crisp. And I guess the material that those things were made of was just really annoying. And it was something he started doing just because it just didn't feel right
unless he stretched
it
out.
And then it finally became one of his signature things.
It's probably like wearing Spanx or something, you know, something that men don't really wear. You know, like something that tight fitting would be very ill looking on me.
Yeah,
not, you know, I mean, it would just, you would see every curve, every bump, every nipple, every, you know, belly button fuzz. We're getting into it now. If it's that tight, you know, you have to have a pretty good, I mean, it looks great on some of the women on Star Trek, don't get me wrong. But as a big guy, you know, there's not too many on Star Trek. So I'm pretty sure it wouldn't fit like, you know, you wanted it to.
You know, and then Deanna Troi's uniform was always always interesting. It's like there was one uniform for her and then one for everyone else.
Yeah. I mean, we're going straight to nerd heaven right now. But anyway, for the beer, the beer is not too bad, like you said. And I drink it again. I got a six-pack at the house. But I knew you're a big Star Trek geek and a geek in general, you know, beer geek. So thought you'd like this, and I remembered to bring it for you today.
So, speaking of geek talk,
yes,
without any spoilers, did you see Star Wars yet?
Oh yeah, I had to see that for, you know, when it first comes out, because you know somebody always puts something online and ruins it. You know,
I was able to avoid all spoilers.
And, you did, and how long?
I watched it on Christmas Day.
Okay, you did pretty good. That's a long time without getting spoiled. I mean, social media ruins everything, pretty much.
I loved it though. I'm in the camp where it was really good. I know it polarized some people, but
yeah, I mean,
I really liked it.
I'm in the camp where it was just as good as the other one, which was just as good as, you know, some of them, but not as good as the original three. So, which weren't really the original, but you know how it goes. You guys know what I'm talking about. The ones I grew up on are still to this day far and beyond better than the ones that have been come out either by Disney or Lucas or anybody. So,
you know, as much as I hate to say it, I think The Empire Strikes Back will always be an iconic one.
Yeah, that one's my favorite. And then it goes the number, you know, four or whatever, and then the Return of the Jedi.
A New Hope I've always liked just because I saw it in the theaters first run.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've always liked it, and it's always been a big part of my childhood. As far as cinema goes, I think Return of the Jedi is still my favorite. Or not, I'm not Return of the Jedi.
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
I remember waiting in line on midnight on Wednesday to go see it.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are great films, and you know, they have the what do they call it? The Warrior's Journey or something like that, you know, where you have a hero, then he has to find his way, then he overcomes evil. I'm a big lightsaber fan, you know.
So right. We all are.
I love the lightsaber fights. You know, they're like, there just wasn't enough lightsaber fights for me, as always, which becomes, you know, one of my favorite guys is from the Lucas era, second generation, Grievous, just because he had six lightsabers, you know.
Right.
And he just whipped them around, and I was like, that is awesome. But, yeah, I always liked the lightsaber fight. So the Rogue One I wasn't too high on, you know, just because it was more of a gun battle. And, you know, Darth Vader did come out at the end and, you know, had a lightsaber, but he didn't fight anybody. He just kind of threw everybody around, you know, with his force powers. But, you know, it might be time for another beer before we nerd this place out.
Yeah,
you know, we are beer nuts. Start movie Trek reviews.
Yeah.
But, hey, yeah, I mean, that Star Trek beer did start the whole thing, which is pretty cool because we are live every single time you hear us, unless you hear us when we're not, which is, which is usually when we're not in the studio. But today we are definitely live if you're listening. So unless you're on podcast, then we're not.
On a scale from 1 to 10, I'd give us about a 7 to be live today.
Yeah, right. We're live at 9 o'clock drinking beer. So this was another beer that I picked up, and actually my wife picked this one up, which was pretty cool. I'm going to go ahead and let you talk about this one. It's a double IPA.
It's in a can, and it's Boatswain Double IPA, Twin Screw Steamer.
Yeah, and I picked that one up at Trader Joe's, which is always always good to go to Trader Joe's this time of year. They always have something you cannot get in at any other retail store, beer, liquor, be it food. So make sure you sign my check for giving a shout-out to the this was a double IPA, which is usually what I go to, and it's my favorite beer at Joe's.
And this is Rhinelander Brewing Company.
And it, you know what they did? I've tried this one, so I don't want to ruin it for you. I want you to try it and tell me what you think, because actually the six-pack was a pretty good price point for anyone out there looking to
Monroe, Indiana.
You know, because most of these bombers now, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't mind paying a little bit of money, but most of them are like $7-$8 for a bomber. You know, 22 ounce. I mean, it's not like back in the day where you can pick one up for like $3, $2. You know, they're all like $7-$8. This is
people pay for beer.
Yeah, no, that don't brew it. They do. So this one's 8.4, which is why I think my wife got it for me, because she knows I like a little bit of a higher alcohol content. So it was a pretty good deal. It was like $5 or something like that for a six pack. You can't even get like domestic beer pretty much for $5. So,
well, cheers, John.
Cheers to the New Year's.
Happy New Year. Yeah, I like this beer.
Is it too malty? Because
to me it tastes a little bit old.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's, yeah, like, that's the,
it just sometimes fresh enough.
Yeah, sometimes the Trader Joe's is always a hit or miss. So I did like this one. It just has enough malt for me without, you know, going super hoppy. And, of course, I like the alcohol content, so you can only have a couple of those instead of, like, four or five, you know, domestic beers. So,
yeah, it to me, it tastes like it would have been better, fresher.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Some beers age, but most beers don't, and this is one that you wouldn't lay down and age.
Okay. So, I don't know what kind of flavors you're getting in this beer, but for me, it's kind of a hop, and then it goes to a little bit of a malty, and then at the end it's a I want to say metallic, but a little bit of a acidic, I guess.
So I get a malt phenol, which is a like plastic, and then I get wet paper.
Ah, yeah, and that's one of your no-nos, right?
Yeah.
When you get the wet paper or paper bag or whatever you call it. But yeah, so you can find that at Trader Joe's, and it comes in a six-pack. So. And New Year's, did you cook anything? Have any beer, New Year's?
For New Year's Eve, no. It was pretty much a normal day for us. You know, but the big thing for me was Christmas Day, and I took Denim, my six-year-old, to the movies.
Oh, yeah.
So he got to see the new movie.
Oh, that's cool.
And you know, my holiday's kind of broken up with different family kind of events.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
So we didn't even open presents until, like, the 28th.
Yeah. Hey, whatever day you want to make Christmas, especially if you're in the restaurant business, and you usually have to work holidays, so it could be the day before, the day after, or whatever. Sometimes that happens to me a lot, you know, where, all right, Thanksgiving's on the 20th, not the 24th, or whatever, you know, so.
You know, Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. And it's common for me to have more than one.
Yeah, I have been liking.
This year we had two Thanksgivings.
Yeah, I have been liking Thanksgiving a little bit better than Christmas. You know, because you get choice. Either you get off Thanksgiving at Joe's or you get off Christmas. So I pick Thanksgiving just because I like to barbecue a lot and just seems, you know, a little bit more fun to me. You know, because Christmas is easier, I think. You know, for cooking wise. You know, because Thanksgiving you got the turkey, you got a ham. Usually you got like all the sides, the stuffing, the bean. You know. Christmas, you know, I usually just put a prime rib on, and my wife cooks that, so it's pretty easy, food-wise. So I think Thanksgiving is a little bit more work, you know, with all the plates and the gravy and all that stuff.
And I like the feeling of Thanksgiving, and it doesn't matter to me what foods I have on Thanksgiving and Christmas. And my mom did, you know, turkeys for both holidays when I was growing up, and then after I moved out of home, she kind of switched to Christmas was shrimp scampi, and she did that for 20 years.
Yeah, so I'm different. I mean, everyone has their little traditions, which is cool this time of year. I usually have everything stocked up with beer. I actually had a lot of dark beer this year because I'm trying to do like more dark beer. The one that I keep going back to is the bourbon style with the turkey on it. The turkey on it. Do you know who makes that one? Because
I do like bourbon stouts, though.
So. Yeah, and it's pretty popular.
They're good sipping beers.
You'll find it out there. It just says bourbon. It's bourbon stout, and then it has the turkey on it. It's very popular beer, and for some reason, the name is escaping me, but one of my beer nuts will tell me exactly what it's called. So next week, I'll have you the name of it, but it's great. It's a great, nice beer.
You know, when I was over at Heretic Brewing a couple weeks ago, I was amazed at how large their barrel program is. They have so many barrels.
Yeah, everyone's kind of doing that. And, you know, as a bartender, I thought something was very interesting that I saw last week is most people are taking beer and they're putting it into barrels of whiskey, right? So Jameson came out with a new line of
whiskey aged in beer barrels.
Yeah, they did the reverse. So they saw everybody taking the Jameson barrels and putting beer in it. They said, "Hey, you know what? We're going to take a beer barrel and put our whiskey in it." So they do have an IPA one out there that I've seen, and they also have a stout. And I like the stout a little bit better than the IPA.
Heretic is using all wine barrels, or mostly wine barrels.
And, okay.
Neat program. I got to taste some of the stuff. But, you know, Heretic also started a distillery.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of the, Ankerstein, they do the Junipero or Junipero.
Junipero.
Yeah, however you want to pronounce it. They do that, and they do a couple other things. So it's getting very popular. I haven't been out to Napa Spirit Works yet.
I haven't either, yeah.
They do a really good, great product. They have brought me samples and bottles, and they do the only, which I thought very interesting, and I didn't believe when he told me that, so I Googled it. They do the only slow gin in the United States. And slow gin is pretty much an old gin.
Slowberries in the gin. They don't really grow in the U.S., or I've never heard of them in the U.S.
Yeah, so wherever they're doing it, they might...
Slowberries are like the Alps or something like that.
So, I mean, I used to see it when I was a kid, like maybe an older generation drink it. None of the young kids are drinking it, and I'm old enough that I've seen it, but I actually tasted it, and it's more of a sweet drink. I mean, it's mostly gin and just a slowberry, and that's it. So I guess most of it you just drink on the rocks. I don't even know anything you would mix with it just because –
I'm assuming you'd make a slow gin martini.
Yeah, I mean, there's different things you can do, but not like, you know, Manhattan. I wouldn't even know what to mix with that other than it on the rocks or, you know, neat or just because it's not available. I mean, I guess Napa's the only place.
And because it's not as strong of juniper character and the slow is such a unique the slow berry, I don't know how to describe it. It's I've never seen one in person, but it's got more of a cranberry character than a juniper berry does. And I don't know. I like it. We had do you remember the slow beer we had?
I do not remember it.
We had a slow beer about a year ago, and that was the first time I realized that it was called slow gin because there's a slow berry.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know why they call it that, but then you look into it, and it's the berry that's named after.
And this brewery was bringing the berries over from Europe and using them in their brew. They weren't adding an extra.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever heard of 395 Brewery, or that's the name of the beer, but they do juniper berries. And it used to be one of my favorite beers out there right off the 395 highway up by Lassen.
Okay.
And I always used to look for, I don't even know if they make it anymore, but they used to use juniper berries, and it tasted so good, and just had just the right amount of hoppiness, mouthfeel, and it was, you know, the head retention on it was great. The beer was kind of like a mix between an IPA and a pale ale, you know, but you can taste very subtle the juniper berry, and it was a great beer, and hopefully it's still out there.
You know, In the Scandinavian countries, one of the traditions is spruce tip beers.
Yeah, that sounds great, too. I think
they're really good. Yeah.
You were telling me that when you got married, that you guys had
a redwood tip beer.
Yeah.
We had Working for Tips, and it's a redwood tip beer from Moonlight Brewery.
Yeah, your friend Brian Hunt, right?
Yeah, Brian. Yeah. It's one of my favorite beers Brian makes. And
so you should get one from him. When's he brew that?
You want to harvest the tips during that spring growth,
okay?
Because they taste best when they're nice and fresh and growing in the spring.
Yeah.
So he makes it in the spring as a summertime brew.
Yeah. So we're like 1 month away from like beer havoc, right? Where they put out all the high alcohol content like in February, and
you know all the big beer festivals. So we normally don't talk about the beer festivals ahead of them.
Yes.
We talk about them after them, which is kind of backwards. But coming up is the Bistro Double IPA Festival. And if you go to the Bistro's bar in Hayward, if you go to their website, you can find out all the information about the Double IPA Festival. And that's the big, crazy – it's the craziest beer festival I've ever been to. It's very compact. There's usually 100 to 120 double and triple IPAs.
Yeah.
Definitely – take a bus, rent a limo, do something to get there.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those super days where you're just like, wow, what percent is this one?
It just goes so fast. Fortunately, I've always taken a bus. I've always put together a bus to go down there.
Yeah.
I can't imagine if you didn't how difficult it would be. There, even if you only try a few of them, there's just no way you would be able to drive. And
yeah.
And so there's a little brewery down the street whose name's going to come to me eventually that's got some shuffleboards and good food. So normally I go into the Double IPA Fest. I try to get there early,
yeah,
before the crowds. Go into the Double IPA Fest, and then after you've had, you know, six or eight of them and you're starting to get faded.
It's like two-ounce pours.
Yeah, standard two-ounce pours,
yeah.
And then I go down to the brewery there. Was it Buffalo Bills, I think, maybe?
It's in Hayward.
Play some shuffleboard and eat some lunch, right, and then come back and do round two, and then get on the bus and sleep on the way home.
All right. Yeah, I think that's more like a tradition, right? It's like February, that everyone, like the evil, like you're talking about, the Heretic, the Evil Three, or the Evil...
Yeah, so the San Francisco Beer Week is coming up. So all the Bay Area breweries try to release their triple IPA to coincide with SF Beer Week.
Yeah.
And Vinny at Russian River started that with the Pliny the Younger. And everybody kind of jumped on that bandwagon like, well, that's a good time to release it.
Yeah.
We've got people from traveling from all over the world, and gives them a chance to showcase their best work. And San Francisco Beer Week has their own website. They have a phone app.
Yeah.
There's anywhere from 3 to 5 events every day for 9 days. It's stretched beyond a week at this point.
Yeah. February is a great month. You know, not only is it my birthday, but we got the Super Bowl in February. The crab feeds that start up in Northern California, those are awesome. Anybody out there, they usually have really good beer to go with the crab. They don't have just a domestic beer like when I first started going crab feeds maybe 20 years ago. You know, they'll have Sierra Nevada. They'll have some, you know, nice beer on. Deschutes, I think, was there last year. So they're getting, hip to the scene, too, that, hey, if you're going to have good, seafood, then, why not have some good beer too, instead of just the normal domestic beer that is everywhere, you know, which is, you know, still the number one grossing beer is still, I think, Bud Light, which is fine. And I think number two is maybe Coors Light. I mean, they're all domestic, but, I mean, they are losing, from the numbers I've seen, a little bit of sales.
Well,
so
when we look at all of this, we're seeing craft beer grow a lot.
Yeah.
But overall, beer in general, we're seeing less gallonage produced.
Okay.
So we're seeing beer go down, and really the beer industry is losing sales to the spirits industry.
Okay.
Beer and wine are taking a good hit from the spirits industry. You're listening to KVON 1440 Beer Nuts.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up? This is Gwemp speaking for RAD. Give up the keys. Choose a designated driver. Music lives. So should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
He won't come. He's too busy.
Jenny, of course he'll come.
Happy birthday!
Dad!
I know. You guys didn't think I'd make it, but come on. Could I really miss my son's birthday? Here you go, Dan.
Thanks, Dad. But today's Jenny's birthday.
Give me that. Happy birthday, Jenny!
Need to get closer to your family?
Nice football, Dad.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Mercedes-Benz of Fairfield, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Just 15 minutes across Jamison Canyon, jump on Highway 80 North, and then boom, right off on Sassoon Parkway, and behold, a $17 million showroom that is Mercedes-Benz of Fairfield. Simply the finest cars and vans available, from the C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, the AMG, one man, one motor, the Metris, and the incomparable Sprinter, as I like to think of it. Well, it's my own personal green room, no matter where I go, or adventure van, or tour van, whatever it is, it's just the coolest van I've ever driven. The finest vehicles, the best staff you could ever hope to meet, and service anytime, they are there for you. They can pick up your car, they'll drop your car off, no grinding on the price. Every pre-owned vehicle is under Kelley Blue Book, and of course, the free car wash with every car or van. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fairfield, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Hey, Hoser.
What?
Say a good day. Go. What are you laughing at? It's party time. Go.
Good day and welcome to party time. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I now turn the recreation over to my brother,
okay,
Bob.
Thanks.
Who will give you a game to play.
While listening to the album. This is a good thing to do.
Go.
Okay, take a six-pack of cans. Yeah, normally we drink bottles, eh? But for this game, you got to use cans. Take a six of your favorites, right? It's like Russian roulette. It's called a beer hunter. And like, okay, we're going to play it here.
Okay, give it to me.
Okay, Hoser's right. Going to shake up one can. Okay,
here we go.
Okay, right. Now that's well shook up. All right, give me it. Put it back in the box. Okay, now...
Now I'm not looking where
look.
He put it.
Okay, I just gotta change a couple of these around here.
Okay.
Okay, now Hoser's going to open six beers or however many it takes. What?
I'm going to open one, eh?
Okay.
And then you're going to open one.
Okay.
So, like, if I don't get a wet head, you will.
Okay. Okay, so you go first. Beer Hunter.
Okay. You have to hold the beer, like, right to your head on an angle. So, like, even if it isn't the one, you're still going to get wet.
I'm hoping this is it.
Okay, it isn't.
Okay, that one didn't explode, so you have to drink it.
The punishment is not too bad. I think I can take it, eh?
You get thirsty playing this game.
Here, your turn, Hoser.
Okay. I'll open one.
Go ahead, eh?
Oh, whew. Okay, two down. Who's getting the wet?
No fair. There used to be six to choose from.
What?
Now there's only four.
There's four left. Okay, do it.
This is how he hoses me every time.
Okay. No, don't take that one.
Why not?
That could be the one.
Okay. I'll take this
one. No, don't take that one.
Why not?
Okay, take that one.
You're tormenting me now.
Go ahead.
I'm taking the one I took first.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh! I win. I win every
take
time.
Off.
Wethead. Towel off.
Oh!
Get out. Oh, you're blowing the floor. Way to go. Okay.
You hoser.
Beer shampoo. So that's the Beer Hunter, the party part of our album. Well, good day.
Okay, like just one tip. Don't play it with your brother, eh?
Why?
Welcome back to KBON 1440 Beer Nuts. You know, I think a good winter tradition is to listen to the Beer Hunter once.
Yes, the Beer Hunter's got to get the New Year started out right? We haven't heard the Beer Hunter in a while.
It has been a long time. I used to try to do it once a week.
Yeah. So,
it's been, speaking of that, it's been 4 years. We've done 4 years of the show. Now we're the beginning of
I mean, we could have went through high school, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Beer Nut High School.
Beer Nut High School. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Speaking of beer nuts, I did have a super beer nut fan that texted me back the name of the stout that I was bumbling about. It's the Bourbon Barrel Stout from Anderson Valley.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. It has the, I guess, a very light turkey in the background. It's there, but it's kind of in the background, very light. But if you look for Anderson Valley Bourbon Barrel Stout, it's usually pretty popular this time of year, so you should be able to find it out there.
You know, the other beer fest that's kind of famous, and I've never been to it, one of the crazy ones this time of year, the big bar in the Haight-Ashbury, it's going to come to me while we're talking. They do a really famous barley wine festival.
Oh, cool.
Coronado.
I've never been to that. I've been to IPA festivals, obviously, but not barley wine.
But by the time I'd heard of it, it was so big that it was crazy, and I didn't want to go.
Right? Yeah. It's like Burning Man, right?
Right.
It's cool. No, it's not cool anymore. It's too many people.
I didn't hear about it when it was small enough.
Me neither.
So I haven't gone. And Burning Man, though, I did know about for years when it was small.
Yeah.
I just never went. I got invited every year, but I didn't.
Yeah, that would be something that I wanted to do until recently. Too wild and too structured now, or too big, or I just can't see going out there and bringing everything that you own out there, you know, and water and just all the craziness. And
so what I used to do for it is I had friends that went every year, and we would build a golf cart into the theme, you know. So one year the theme was space, and so we built a little golf cart into a UFO, and then we would put 100 gallons of water on it in 5 gallon kegs.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then go deliver water to all the camps.
Right.
And,
sounds fun.
So I worked on that cart for 4 years. But I never went.
You never drove the cart.
I was invited every year. I just didn't go.
Yeah.
I have a friend who was there the first year, and my friend in San Diego. He was there the first year. Didn't know what it was. Didn't know what was going on.
Just showed up.
Some of his roommates were going, and they kind of drug him along. And he's a
a physicist guy. He kind of had no idea what to expect, and actually it was the first year, so nobody really knew what to expect.
Yeah, going back to the barley wine, do you see that like trending down? Because I don't have anybody really ask me for it, or I don't really see it anywhere when I'm looking for beer.
I think double and triple IPA have pretty much taken over the barley wine market.
I mean, I can't even remember the last time I've had one. Did you ever make? I think you may have made one at Joe's or something similar.
You know,
at one time,
right before I left, I made a barley wine. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think you've made them before also, but
yeah,
that was the last time I had one. So yeah. I mean,
you know, when Brad was up at Calistoga Inn, and the brewer, two brewers before him, Randy,
yeah,
Brad and Randy made beautiful barley wines. They
yeah.
Brad used Randy's recipe. And Randy's retired from the industry now. And
yeah, what's he doing? We've had him on the show a few times.
Brad, we've had on the show.
Oh, is it Brad?
Yeah, okay. I haven't talked to Brad lately. I know.
Okay.
I know. After he left Calistoga, he was going to give himself a break, and
yeah.
He was trying to decide if he was staying in California because you know he's an East Coast guy. He's Boston.
Okay.
And he was thinking maybe he had more opportunities back there, and
right.
He was going to take some time and see what was up.
Well, speaking of West Coast, East Coast, West Coast, we just, and I was wondering how this would affect the sales, because I did read something on the internet, not that it's true or not, that the legalization of marijuana is eventually, within 5 years, people are going to spend more money, and this one blew my mind, more money on marijuana than they are on beer.
Well, you know,
is that true?
I don't know, but there is a study that came out that's made a lot of waves amongst brewers, where a research company says that the legalization of marijuana in California or in Colorado, Washington, and Oregon lowered craft beer sales, and a lot of brewers that are in those markets don't believe that it was the marijuana. There's been a lot of pushback on that article. The article really was trying to be definitive and say, no, this is how it works. The brewers in those communities are really saying that that isn't an issue for them, that they're just finding that their markets are maturing. There's a lot more breweries in those markets now, and there's a lot of competition, and they don't think blaming it on marijuana sales is fair. In California, our marijuana law was written differently than the others, and it's going to keep it very expensive here. It's I don't foresee it lowering the price of between the commercial market and the black market. So it'll be interesting to see how that all works out. Our marijuana law really was designed for big producers like Philip Morris to be able to come in and dominate the industry. And when you look at Colorado's law, it was really designed for small growers to be able to compete fairly.
Hmm. It's interesting when I read that, I just know how much beer is consumed, let alone by me, by all the people that I see that come to the bar. I just cannot fathom within 5 years that it actually outgrosses the beer. It might be because, like you say, the price point. Or something like that.
Well, and that's the other thing is because we don't have good data on how much was being spent on the black market.
Right.
Who knows if there's a net change in how much money is being spent?
Yeah, I mean, how do you keep track of money that's not even supposed to be legal anyway?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So, you know, they've always said marijuana is California's second largest cash crop, but to be honest, we don't really know.
Yeah, and now that we're on the subject, and I don't know if this is the right question to ask, is are they going to be able to, you know, because hops and marijuana are very similar, are they going to be able to infuse a beer with marijuana?
Not without the ABC changing some of its laws.
Okay, so you cannot have another drug inside.
Right, so the ABC wouldn't allow that. In fact, they're even saying in order to be an owner in a brewery, or any alcohol license, you have to pass some background checks. And they're saying they won't pass people that own both marijuana industry licenses and alcohol industry licenses.
Okay.
That
so
the ABC won't even let you own both.
So you couldn't have like a one-stop shop?
Well, you couldn't even have one in L.A. and one in Northern California.
You can't have two separate.
You can't be part of the other industry.
Wow.
Yeah, they're saying that because it's a violation of federal law that it you're in the ABC's eyes, you're still a criminal.
Hmm. That's why you have a cousin Vinny, right? That owns the other store, you know.
I was curious about that because with Lagunitas has a long time association with the marijuana industry.
Yeah.
And with them selling out to Heineken, I was wondering if the ownership was going to try to go and start a big grow, because they'd be ideally suited for it. And that was one of the rumors that was going around on the internet.
Wow.
But the ABC made it very clear that wouldn't be allowed.
Oh. Well, speaking about being allowed, are we allowed to have another beer, Colin? Do we have time for this?
It looks like we've got some time. What do you got over there, John? Mission Brewing?
Yeah, Mission Brewing is from the world-famous San Diego, California, which is putting out a lot.
Beers.
Yeah, beautiful beer. So I'm pretty sure, I have not tried this one, that it's going to be awesome. So it's called Dark Sales. So it's going to be a dark Russian Imperial Stout. So it's going to be up there in alcohol. It's 9.8. So this is going to be our dessert today. So we can go ahead and try it. I don't know exactly in San Diego what sector it's in, but, from the Star Trek reference. But we're going to try it out. I am a big fan of Imperial Stouts, and as I've mentioned on the show before, one of my favorites is Rasputin. Anybody out there? Stout is one of my favorites. I know they changed the recipe and blah, 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 but it's still a high-quality beer for me.
Well, talking with the brewers, they changed the recipe to make it more drinkable.
Yeah.
They didn't change the recipe to save money.
Right.
They changed it because they like it. They think it's a better beer. And,
yeah.
It doesn't remind me of the older one.
So if you guys are out there looking for this after we taste it and give your beer nut expertise, it's in a 22 bomber, and I got it at Rayleigh's. And they had the special going on, which was cool. You buy two bombers, you get the third one for 1 cent.
right? We ought to put a bottle capper here in the studio
so
we can close these beers up, because no way we'll finish this one.
No, that's all right. I'll put a top on it. So what do you think?
That's really nice.
Yeah, especially after the...
It's really nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
It smells sweet. It smells...
It's malty. Lots of chocolate, just enough roast, a little bit, just enough of a hot bite to cover up the alcohol.
Oh, yeah. This is a good beer.
That's a great beer.
Yeah. Especially next to these other two that were pretty good, but not that good. But this definitely is a nice beer if you're out there looking for it. And I think it's better that, we didn't have it on ice, and I had it in the refrigerator. But by the time I got here, it's still... cold, but it's not like super 32 degree cold,
Yeah, and this style should be served a little warm.
I
love this beer. I it's one of my favorite Imperial Stouts I've ever had.
Yeah.
It's just delicious.
Yeah. So if you guys are out there looking for it, I guess you could take it out of your refrigerator, let it sit while you cook a steak or something like that, and this would be great for dessert,
I don't see it myself, but people say I talk a lot, and so one of the things I'll do is I'll pour a beer and then start talking, and by the time I'm done talking, it's just the right temperature to drink.
Well, good thing you have a talk show, because if you didn't talk, there would be no reason to have a talk. I mean, they can't see you, so you have to say something, right?
Yeah, I certainly didn't get this job because of my good looks.
Yeah, me neither. But this is a great beer, so. Anyone out there, it's pretty, I guess you can find it pretty well. It's called Dark Seas. And I can't really taste the alcohol for being a high, Imperial Stout. It does not really have that.
I think they did just a beautiful job. Yeah, it was the first time I've ever had it, and I love it.
Very well balanced, I guess.
And I've been to Mission Brewery, and I cannot remember where they are.
San Diego somewhere. We should call our beer nuts super fans out there probably chime in soon.
Yeah, I've been there, and I remember which trip I was on, but I went to a bunch of breweries that trip.
That's why you don't remember.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was a crazy trip with lots of cab rides.
Yeah, this is a good, anyone out there, if you're looking for something to do, especially during the wintertime where, The beaches aren't as nice. I mean, go down to San Diego and just do like a little beer tour. Or Oregon even is nice. You know, I've done the Oregon beer trail.
Up in Bend.
Bend and, you know, Portland, all the way up. You know, it's got great beer. You know, they got Rogue. They got everybody out there. And one of my favorite places is McMenamin. You know, the beer is very good. I like their Hammerhead. But what's more cooler than that you can stay in actually in a brewery that has, like, you know, a cigar lounge, you know, a shack out back where they make liquor, two or three breweries, pool table. I mean, it's pretty much a compound of greatness, you know. You got everything. Every adult pleasure is there.
Which one do you go to?
My favorite ones, I've been to most of them. My favorite one is in Edgefield. And then my second favorite one is the Schoolhouse down in Bend. So those are my two favorite McMenamins. But they have them all over.
Yeah, I know.
Minneville and you know, I try to hit all of them. I mean, there's so many. I'm sure I missed two.
The only one I've been to is either in Corvallis or very close to Corvallis.
Yeah, there's one there. That one, I think that was a train station.
I don't
remember. No, that's in Roseville, is a train station. They also have one of them is the actually an ex Masonic lodge. That one's pretty cool.
Did you ever see the Masonic lodge that I found on the East Coast?
Yeah, man, that would have been a great brewery.
Wouldn't that have been a good brewery?
My gosh!
It was, you know, it was a $400,000 building. And it was probably 15,000 square feet with the big hall upstairs, and then living above that, and
it was great,
and a big basement, and
and it had a tower, and they just
and it was obviously purpose built as a Masonic lodge. Yeah. It wasn't converted from some old building.
Yeah, I was wondering like if they could probably use that for movies. I don't know whatever happened to that. If you ever looked it up, or
you know, it had been on when I found it. It had already been on the market for almost a year.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some structural stuff, you know, just like the stone building, which has not opened yet, Colin, you know.
It's coming
really soon. I told you it would be, and you said no.
It's coming really soon.
Well, you keep saying that, and it's been like, what, 2 years? Three?
It's coming soon.
Anyway.
I've seen them. They've got job listings out again.
Yeah.
So they're looking for people again. So, and when we had Trade Brewing on the air, they're friends with the general manager, so it's coming soon. I'm forecasting into February, beginning of March is my guess.
Okay, so we're gonna hold you to that, just like, you know, your NASA forecasts.
Yeah,
we're pretty good actually.
My NOAA, yeah.
Yeah, is it supposed to rain? Actually, let's talk about weather.
I think it's gonna rain a little bit. I don't think we're gonna see a big rain today.
Okay, because I keep hearing storms, so I'm trying to get all my Christmas lights down. But anyway.
You know, I've decided the next time I put up Christmas lights, I want to figure out how to put permanent holiday lighting onto my house.
And how would you do that? You used to sell that.
With conduit and the whole thing. I mean, put up permanent holiday lighting.
It never comes down?
Never. It built into the structure.
Uh-oh. Beer nuts are going crazy right now. So, yeah. So, if you're out there, the Mission Brewery is doing a good job with their dark beer, and I'm glad to get another dark beer. I've been trying to do more dark beer on the show, guys. I know you guys are out there listening.
Mission, all of the beers I've ever had out of Mission are really good.
Yeah.
So, it's a brewery I'm really happy with. I don't know a lot about them, but I've been really happy with all the beers I've had.
You know, I try to keep most of the beers here, you know, around this area, except for, you know, the Star Trek one that I had to bring in just because we're nerds pretty much, so why not bring it in?
John's struggling with his beer nut correspondence.
I am. I got too many beer nuts typing me in, you know, texting me and what I'm doing and what I'm not doing. So it's like having five bosses on the line. Well, at least we've got people listening, so that's good. And, yeah, like you say, 4 years. Any recaps you want to do? From the past shows or anything that we're looking forward to in the next shows? I know we're going to get the owner, speaking of Stone, on eventually. So
Greg has
he's reached out to us.
He's reached out to us, and of course we told him that we'd be available anytime he wants.
He's just so busy right now that he wants to do a call-in, but I actually want to get him in the studio.
Cool. He does come to Napa a lot, so maybe the first one we can do as a call-in, and then we'll get him in when he's in town.
Also, the beer guy came in. And he wants to be on the show. I guess he's doing some new work for a brewery.
Oh, okay. I'll reach out to Twan.
Yeah, Twan.
I talk to
the
him
Dragon.
I talk to him a lot.
Yeah, Facebook.
I used to see him at Bilko's a lot, but he hasn't been around lately.
Well, Sudwork, they want to come back.
You know, I've been reaching out to Sudwerk a lot. They're busy right
they're
now.
They're doing a lot of things.
I really like Sudwerk.
And they're trying to get the restaurant going, you know, kind of like Heretic, doing a lot of stuff all at once. So that's good.
You know, that's good. It's good to see these guys that are doing good quality work.
Right. And, yeah. I mean, yeah, the you know, for me, the trucks are nice, you know, because you get different stuff.
You're listening to KVON 1440 Beer Nuts.
Advertisement by Singleton Law Firm, Solana Beach, California.
This message is for anyone in Northern California who lost a home, business income, or tragically, a loved one due to the horrific wildfires. This is attorney Jerry Singleton. My law firm is one of the most experienced and successful